Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to the Hagman Report for today. It is Thursday, November 16th, 2023, and welcome everyone. And I want to welcome our international listeners as well. I got something I want to show you folks. I'm going to say hello to, you ready for this? Club Grubbery in Australia. That's right, Club Grubbery in Australia. That is a podcast on Rumble and other platforms. Hello to Howdy, Graham, of course. John and his wife, thank you for what you do. Luke and others. Michael, thank you. Thank you for what you do. I'm going to tell you what, folks. If you want to know what's going on in Australia, if you want like-minded nationalists, patriots, there they are. And I want to. I'm so proud of this because this was sent to me. And I wear this with pride. This is, right here, a t-shirt. It's 8:32. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. 8:32, Club Grubbery. This is a t-shirt. This is the back of it. Thank you for sending that. Thank you from down under, and I wish and I pray for your success, and let's be in touch. Let's be in touch. We have a lot to talk about, I'm sure. Club Grubbery. What a great name. What great people. Great blokes, as they say. With me right now, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. stevequayle.com. Go there, bookmark that website. Make sure you watch his alerts. Make sure you look at his headlines, and of course, the DVD, oh, and the download, the Mexican Expeditions. Oh, my goodness. If you haven't gotten yours yet, that is something to do right now. The Mexico Expeditions, Alien Artifacts Unearthed. If you want to know about the past, how it relates to the present, and what to expect in the future, and if you want to see shovel by shovel, so to speak, uncovering of these artifacts, what they mean, this is the DVD for you. I'm going to tell you something. This is probably one of the finest DVDs and video downloads you could possibly get. So do that today, as well as sign up for the private briefings, the truth about what's really going on. That will keep you informed. This is news before it happens. And I'm telling you right now, you need to do that. Go to stevequayle.com for all of those places to go. And there you have it. So with me is Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. Steve, how are you, sir?
Good, Doug. And I, by the way, I can't see you, so I don't know if your camera's off. I can. I hope you.
Hang on.
Okie doke.
We got it. Can you see me now? Can you hear me now? Can you see me now?
There. I can both see and hear you.
All right. You know? I want to be that guy. Can you hear me now? Anyway, go ahead.
Well, yeah. And today, you're DD Dapper Doug.
You're doggone right. Dapper Doug. Doggone Dapper. Right.
Well, I think we could not be on at a more critical time than we are at this point. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the spirit of rebellion, what the Bible calls the mystery of iniquity now, is fast and furious in our land. We're watching the literal biblical fulfillment of prophecy that is going to, in my opinion, accelerate the world hatred for both Israel, what you see as Israel, not the true biblical Israel with the biblical boundaries, and also Jews worldwide. And Doug, I think what's critical is that the credibility of the what's going on in the Middle East, especially with Israel and Gaza, even though in Zephaniah, I think it's chapter 12, verse 2, it talks about Gaza is going to be a barren wasteland. The lies that are coming out of the official mouthpieces couldn't be further from the truth. And ladies and gentlemen, over the week, it was over the weekend, I believe, maybe just a couple days ago, but he said it a week ago, Erdogan, the president of Turkey, made the statement that basically Israel is going to be wiped off the map and their nuclear bombs won't deliver them. Did you see that story, Doug?
I did. And by the way, from stevewhill.com. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. And again, it's critical that people understand that if you have a misconception about both Bible prophecy, you have a misconception about the 10 nations, and I'm on record as saying 25 years ago, I didn't believe in the revival of the Holy Roman Empire, which was standard fare for evangelical land, okay? And I said it will most likely be the Muslim nations because of the strength of their income due to oil and the deprecation of the West, especially United States. There's kind of an Amerocentric position that, oh, God could never destroy America because look at what we do. Well, if you look at what we do now, that may have been valid 25 years ago, but the argument's gone. And I want people to understand something. This is not, again, and Doug, you know this, before any of the pundits and the copycats came on the scene, I said, this is World War III. This is a communist takeover and takedown of America. And God had said to me, and I shared with you, oh, he hears from God, my critics say. Well, as a fact, matter of fact, I do. Jesus said, his sheep hear his voice, and another will they not follow. And I said, peace has been taken from the earth. And I want everyone to understand this is orchestrated by Lucifer, his fallen angels, his earthly cohorts who have yielded all their God-given authority to Lucifer and his demons to orchestrate the last 42 months in history. And America can disappear. I believe we are America the Babylon. It was a great book by Richard Coombs, C-O-O-M-B-E-S. If you have a hard time with that, take it up with God. The point is that all of the assumptions concerning the end days are going to receive the biggest slap in the face, and they're already seeing it. So when you people quote, well, God's going to come to the aid of Israel, not at this point, he's not. Sure, look, you can say, well, what happens if you're wrong? Well, I'll say, hey, I was wrong. But what happens if I'm right? What happens if I'm right is what assumptions that led to that position are going to shatter the illusions that people believed that was going to happen, okay? And, I was taught that God's going to come to the aid at the last minute, but this is not the last minute. This it will be the end of the United States of America. The retribution that is going to be executed against the United States of America for absolutely exporting every form of Sodom and Gomorrah activities. I'm trying to be politically correct. And the same thing that caused a judgment on Tyre and Sidon. And by the way, this is why the LGBTQ, XYZ pronoun people par excellence hate the word of God. Because when there's authority greater than public opinion, and I'm here to tell you there is, that people want to go with the crowd. And look at America. If someone can't even tell the difference between a chromosomal woman and a chromosomal man, then we've gone beyond the area and era of delusion. So what's happening now in the Middle East, I want everyone to understand this. If you want to argue with me about Ezekiel 38, 39 war, well, I think the final argument against that was Turkey and Erdogan. And if you look at what he's saying, he also, ladies and gentlemen, I posted stories, and it was on my website a couple days ago, where Erdogan, again, the president of Turkey, made this statement that he is going to be the head caliph, C-A-L-I-P-H. That means the leader of all Islam. That does not mean he becomes the Imam Mahdi, because remember, everybody remembers the former president of Iran. His name was Ahmadinejad, but I called him, I'm a real nut job, said that the Mahdi was down in a well and they threw food down to him to keep him alive. Do you remember that, Doug? We did programs on that.
Oh, yeah.
So what's happening right now is you're seeing confederations, and the confederation of the world of the Islamic reconstitution of the Byzantine Empire, in my opinion, is forming before people's eyes, because the modern day whorehouses of lower education that have basically lobotomized school children and public schools, people do not have any understanding, even adults, of what the Byzantine Empire did and the slaughter of Christians. So equal to the rise of hatred towards Israel and towards America, the profane that has gone insane, you know, we're now becoming a nation of contempt. We're becoming a nation that's ridiculed. And so, ladies and gentlemen, the world is going to say enough is enough. And again, I'll stand by the statement. Nobody gave more detail on Operation Sandman than Doug and I when we were on the show together. Our private briefings now, which people have remarked at me, they said, how does this happen? I said, number one, God. Number two, God raised up people to help me, science guy. Number three, others are now coming out of the woodwork, so to speak, and they want to spill their guts, meaning what they know before they go. I mean, people who are insiders know the death that's coming. And by the way, I want to make a statement right now. Tomorrow, God willing, I'm going to be on with Hawk. Hawk is a man that took over my radio program daily, and he went to 2 days a week instead of, I was doing 3 days, or 5 days a week, forgive me, in those days, and 3 hours, and I had to cut it back to 2 hours, and finally I cut it back to 1 hour. And you know this, Doug, you know that it takes double the effort, mental and everything else, to do 2 hours a day. And then when I was doing 3 hours a day, I was much younger then, you know, and the thing is that I could handle it. But Hawk is fighting for his life. He's got terminal cancer. He's got lung cancer. He's in the hospital. I spoke to him this morning, and he wants to do one more show with me. And actually, I proposed it because Hawk and I started out together, I think, 19 years ago. And you know what the subject matter was 19 years ago? It was the Ezekiel 38-39 war.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? I don't believe they're coincidences. So Hawk asked me to ask everyone to pray for him, and I've been telling people, you know, I appreciate all the home remedies that people are telling me. He needs this, he needs that. He's in stage 4 cancer, can barely speak, and he knows his time is up. And he's not whining, he's not crying, but he said, Steve, I want to do one more show with you to deal blows against God's enemy, Lucifer. And he's the one that came up with the word Lucy, okay? And nobody in history, Doug, that I know of, and obviously I don't watch Christian TV, but Christian TV would no longer or no more talk about the blood of Jesus or the blood of the Lamb than they would about the Son of God, Jesus himself. So if God's willing, now why say that? Is he was so weak, so weak, and he can be lucid, but he can only speak in short sentences. So for those of you who have asked me about the state and fate of Hawk, according to his own mouth, this is what he is saying. He's got a great doctor, and oncologists can be either really great or really bad, and Hawk's got a good one. But Hawk's bottom line, you guys, he asked his oncologist, how long do I have best case? How long do I have worst case? But the fact he called me today and said, Steve, I've got to go on now. Not, you know, next week or next month. And I got to tell you guys, you're going to see a lot of people that you've known, maybe grown up with on radio, podcasts, and in the alert and warning world of reality, you're going to see a lot of them go to be with Jesus. And so, Doug, I just want to thank you for letting me say that on your program, because if Eric would put up that picture of the two lions, I would really appreciate it. Because this one picture, and Eric, leave it up if you would be so kind. Notice the real lion. And by the way, you know, the lions that I have behind me are absolutely a reminder to me and to others that the righteous are as bold as lions. If you look at the left, you know, it pretty much says it all. If you look at the right, you know, if you any of you remember the Wizard of Oz, you know, the lion was always, you know, he was a coward and fearless. The one on the left, the real lion, ate raw meat. The one on the right, even in the days of the Wizard of Oz, they didn't give the guy a bowl of milk to lap out of, hence my word meow men, or was his MRE in the fight of faith basically kittles and bits or meow mix, okay? So I think no greater, and again, George, thank you for sending that to me. There's just no, how should I say this, a picture that is, to me at least, is more indicative of where those who claim Christianity, they're on the right. Those who live it are on the left. And I got to tell you, Doug, thank you, or I can take it down, that it is becoming more and more obvious that people are sensing that persecution's coming, but equal to the persecution that's already in the land and worldwide against our real brothers and sisters, notice this. Notice the least amount of speaking up against evil on a national and international basis is coming from all the TV, in my opinion, this is my opinion, get mad at me, shakedown artists, okay, both men and women, and those who are too concerned about their ministry. And by the way, I'll take Jesus' words against those people. They have their reward. And the thing that's problematic is we haven't been taught to fight the good fight of faith. And I really bless you, Doug, and Russ's team, and Craig Sawyer. Because if you know, and ever since I knew you, Doug, this is a true statement, ladies and gentlemen. Doug went into the heart of hellland after 9/11 because I was getting some really nasty threats. And by the way, some of those threats came to Bozeman, Montana, and they were taken away before they could initiate their threats against me. I don't make this stuff up. But, Doug, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart because of what you were willing to do. And I want to thank you, Russ's team, and I don't know everybody by name, and Craig Sawyer for fighting. But then I want to go one step beyond, and I want to say thank those of you who have financially stood with Craig in his Vets for Child Rescue. So the thing that is missing, in my opinion, where is the word courage, Doug? Where is the word courage? And yeah, I want your response. Where is the word courage? You know, and again, I noticed this against Russ. Some cowardly bleeping mother bleeper in another country was taking on both Russ and Tom Horn. Obviously, both have gone to be with the Lord, but saying he likes this guy and that guy. Well, the two guys he likes on talk radio, I won't even tell the country because I'm not trying to pollute. But it's always amazing to me the amount of flack that everyone who wants to save life, I'm talking true life, is comes under. Why do we have infanticide? Why do we have child sacrifice? Why do we have the blood of millions, if not tens of millions of children running in the streets beneath the major abortion centers of the United States?
It's their religion, Steve. And I've come to learn this. It's a cult. It's a religion. It's a belief system that stands in place of Christianity, of the true Savior, Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you, every child sacrifice, whether it is on the altar of some wizard or within the walls of Planned Parenthood, feeds the beast, the world beast. And you were right, Steve. Courage is hard to find because when you stand up to this, and I'll just say this. I heard that someone else say this about something else, but if you really want something to haunt your soul, go ahead and start investigating and boots on the ground into that world. And I'll tell you what, you won't be the same. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I also put up a message, and I want to make it clear. If we understood, and I do, but most people can't accept the human sacrifice that takes place in D.C., in the altars, ladies and gentlemen, of satanic blood sacrifice in the highest portions, not all the military, but in the highest adepts. And Doug, I remember you and I were talking 2 decades ago, pretty much, and we were talking about Michael Aquino, and who was a warlock, and you know, his first Earth Battalion. I actually interviewed a friend of mine who was in that world until, and by the way, he lived the fast life, but he saw as an outright pagan what was going to be the fruit of that, and he got out with his life. Others didn't. You're watching the U.S. military, and I'm on record as saying this, and I want people to understand one thing. I've made a statement that all my books are going out of print. I still have enough of Midnight Strikes. By the way, this is my book. This is Daniel Holding's book, brilliantly written, not just because it has a lot of stuff I said, but people say, oh, he's never been right about a thing. Oh, really? In these pages are some of the things that I held for 20 years before releasing. And most of them I've talked about. But one of them that I absolutely will stand by is the fact that what's happening in Israel today is not how it's going to play out in reality. So this is this. If you notice this, Midnight Strikes, Judgment Unleashed. And others are now using that word, Judgment Unleashed, and God bless them. But this was written, I forget how many years ago, not a long time ago, but it's not to say, whoopee, and I want to make this clear. In my entire 53 years of walking redeemed by the blood of the Lamb with a 2 or 3 year interval of backsliding, and that's a whole different story, and even in my backslidden state, I could not escape the love that Jesus had for me. I couldn't escape it. And it didn't matter after I got through partying or, you know, doing the other things I did. And, you know, I could not escape at night when I was left in my hotel room and alone, or someone was next to me. I'm sorry, but that's the life I lived. And I couldn't get away from the fact the still small voice was saying, I love you, Steve. And it was that voice that brought me back. So it's important for me to share this. I believe it's a revelation. There are so many misnomers. I want everybody to take this to the Lord in prayer. The modern evangelifish, their charts, their graphs, their, well, Jesus is going to come today. The rapture is going to happen here. They've been wrong so many times. And how many wrongs make a right? Well, in that case, only, you know, and the pre-wrath rapture, meaning when God's ready to pour his wrath out in one day, you know, we're not going to be here. But prior to that day, the devil is come down amongst us, seeing, but he has a short time. That tells me that Satan himself is on a time clock, a stopwatch. The word of God teaches us, the Bible, that for the elect's sake, those are those who are redeemed by the love of the Lord, and also who obey the Lord. Trust and obey, for there's no other way. But in Midnight Strikes, and we still have these, you guys, and are available on my website. This is so, thank you. I forget you have that. Thank you so much, Eric. The thing is that this is a critical book. Not again, because when you see what's happening, whether it's a lost continent now that they're finding, or a lost civilization in the desert, or all these things that are taking place, what's I'm on record. And I have, Doug, I think, they're in my attic. I got probably 30 years of radio broadcasts on cassettes and VHS tapes that I'll never listen to. And whether anybody that comes after me when the Lord calls me home will even care, I don't know. But what's interesting to me is that judgment has been unleashed. Ladies and gentlemen, I remember, too, when I said, peace has been taken from the earth, and it will not return. There'll be a false peace with a false Christ. The Antichrist means taking the place of Jesus Christ. The whole world war is being set up as a false Armageddon, and it'll be over. It will be decided. I should say this. It will be decided in the first 60 minutes. It may take, you know, weeks to come to whatever surrender documents, if there's anybody left to surrender in the United States. The idea that, ladies and gentlemen, life continues on as it has when we honored God, when we had liberty and justice for all. Now we have no liberty, no justice, and we've got what Doug rightly termed 4 or 5 years ago, maybe longer than that, Doug, you're welcome to correct me, lawfare. Again, we're watching global riots over the Palestinians, who, by the way, and I want to make this clear, we're watching a war of seed, S-E-E-D. We have the seed of the living God, the righteous seed of Abraham, versus the unrighteous seed of the devil himself. And I'm on record, I do not believe that Satan had sex with Eve. If that were true, you couldn't have the pure bloodline of Jesus. But Eve's daughters, and when you're talking about that close to creation, we don't know how God accelerated the bodily functions of young women, but we know this, it must have been pretty good because the sons of God saw that the daughters of Eve were fair and came unto themselves. So I'm telling you point blank, the fact that, you know, and I would go one-to-one with the progenitors or the people, meaning in a debate, where they come up with the word beguile. Beguile has no sexual connotation. It's the twisting. It's the morphing of the truth. Mud people, you know, and I oppose that too. You know, that's everybody wants a pat answer, but nobody wants the biblical truth. And everybody wants to twist scripture. And look, I get accused of that, but I said, look, I'll take you to Genesis 3:15. No, let me take you to Genesis 1:1 and 1:2. Where did the chaos arrive? I'm just saying that not to digress, but to say this. Because of the seminaries that have turned into, this isn't me, somebody said this 50 years ago, cemeteries, you know, we don't have the living, vital, resurrected power of Jesus Christ flowing through our lives or the veins, and we become vain in our imagination. I'm talking Christendom, D-U-M-B. And look, I'm not mocking the true believers in any shape or way. I love Jesus, and I know he loves those who are his own. But Doug, where is the passion? Where is the boldness? The righteous are as bold as lions. And as Eric put that image up, you know, it's not put them up, put them up, put them up. What happens in the world says you either put up or shut up. You know, what happens? Well, you know, I'm sorry, I guess what, Doug? No, I can't go there. I'm sorry. I would have made a mistake. They say to me, well, guess what? I'm recently divorced and my wife didn't understand me. There was a man, I used to put his articles up, and I forget his name, doesn't matter now, ran off on his wife, hooked up with a hooker, and basically wanted to come back in the scene of me posting his articles. I said, no way. I actually heard both sides of the argument. The man's side, his wife was a godly woman, is a godly woman. His side was, well, I just fell out of love with my wife. And there were other excuses. She didn't meet my needs. Yeah, because you were a porn freak and you couldn't get satisfied in a godly marriage. And by the way, that was a true statement. That's why I won't say his name. The point is that where is the conviction? The conviction is, look, our brothers and sisters being slaughtered. Oh, it doesn't matter. It's over there.
I by the way, I know who you're talking about, and I 100% agree with everything you just said, okay, because I know the backstory as well. Conviction is gone, being replaced by convenience.
Ooh, good word.
You know, I mean, that's what I'm seeing. Hey, it's convenient for me to live my life. I've got things good. You know, AC works, the heat works, garbage picked up. But that that system is so fragile right now. People don't realize that. And if we don't fight, we're going to lose all of that and more. But more importantly is what's in here, your soul. And if you sell your soul to the devil. Yeah, I saw a commercial just real quick.
Take all the time you need.
In fact, I might have even put it in show notes, but it doesn't matter. It was a promotional PSA for the European Union for digital ID. And the focus of that was the convenience and security that it provides. The bottom line is we're selling our soul for that physical convenience, and God is not going to be, God's not pleased by that, you know. And that goes back to your lion statement. Are we talking about this in the halls of the churches in America? We're not. So you're absolutely right. Go ahead.
We're experiencing the fall of the Roman Empire because it was a Senate that refused in Roman times, and it's been so long since I read the rise and fall of the Roman Empire, and then it's a massive work, and I read the quick version of it because I was reading so much early on. I tried to get too much stuff in my head, and my mouth couldn't keep up with it. Sometimes on your show and my own show, that's obvious. But when we're watching the rise of Islam, and then I want us to segue, Doug, if we could, to the economics going on and the economic nightmare and what's really going on, the root of the problem. When we understand that Jesus is very clear in his word, especially Matthew 24, Luke 21, I challenge you skeptics, you agnostics, you atheists, and every one of you that's in a three-letter agency, making sure you transcribe my words and Doug's words correctly. The thing is that we have to recognize the fact that only one book in history, it's not the complete works of Nostradamus, which I did read. It's not the Bhagavad Gita. It's not the Vimrayana, the poetic Vedic texts of Hinduism. It's not the writings of ancient Islam. It's not the writings of contemporary occult from Aleister Crowley forward and even before him. But it is the word of God. Only the living God can declare the end at the beginning. And that's what's missing in the dialogue. And there is no fear of God. There is no honor of him. There's no respect for him. And the Christians are those who claim to be. Now, look, I don't know everybody in Christendom. I should say this. I don't know everyone who claims to follow Jesus. I don't. I can't. But I do know this. The voices that don't follow Jesus are echoed voluminously to the world because of their silence. And when does silence speak louder than words? When it applies to the word of God. When it applies to the word of God. So in closing, before I segue into what's going on in the economy and why everything driving the economy is wrecking the old world to bring in the new world of digital ID, digital money, etc. Total control. Never lose track of this fact, ladies and gentlemen. If you wanted to declare or testify somebody, show them the control that's already in our lives, the databases that already exist, even down, Doug, and you know this, to our gene prints. Ancestry.com or whatever the other companies are that you send your DNA and you find out, oh, good night, you might die of a heart attack. I'm not mocking it, but I will tell everybody, I warned what the purpose behind that was to identify individual personal genomes and your own personal gene print to, at the appropriate time, be able to kill people very definitely. In other words, a sniper's bullet to a specific gene print versus just, oh, let's just kill everybody with sarin, nerve agents, or let's just kill everybody with Ebola and smallpox, biologically and engineered together. But what is lacking is the announcement that Jesus is coming back. I will not listen to anybody that promotes the rapture. I don't believe in a pre-tribulation rapture. I want to go on record. Where is the talk of his resurrection? Oh, that only matters for the people that still haven't gone to be with Jesus in the rapture. What happens if those people are wrong? What happens? I'll tell you what's going to happen. First, they'll turn on the preachers that told them that, and then they'll turn on the believers that have said, that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong. I can tell you, in the years I've been on talk radio and now podcast, broadcast, interviewed on hundreds, maybe even close to, a half, 500, I don't know the exact number. But if I've been on for 35 years, I've probably done a minimum of 20 to 30 interviews a year on other people's programs. It would be closer to 1,000. And that's how you can calculate that. And so what's pressing is the thing is that there's no fear of God in the land, but there's fear of declaring that there is a God in the land who's judging America. And the majority of the cowardly emails I get, no name, but I love this one, God's hammer of justice. Or my favorite is Braveheart. No, it isn't. It's chicken bleep. It's chicken bleep. And when I say bleep, fill in the other word. Because, of course, that would be less offensive. I even saw one of the writers for It Made Me Smile, World Net Daily, talking about, the 10-year-old, and there are 10-year-old Hamas suicide children. Did you see that article?
Yep, I did.
And I loved it. You can bet I laughed, and it's a good thing I don't drink coffee, I mean, I would have spewed all over my keyboard because he saw that, and he said, what the bleep? So God bless you, Bob, for that. And so what I'm saying is that I make words up because the old words no longer fit. And I try and combine words, call it bastardized Latin, it's not pig Latin. I remember the old days of speaking pig Latin when I was a kid. But if you understand word clues and you understand the very ends of certain statements or the beginning, for instance, the word anti, A-N-T-E means in place of, anti, A-N-T-I means against. But what we're watching is the total destruction, and it's 42 months. And again, for all my critics, I do not believe in a seven-year tribulation. I believe tribulations. Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulations. But the last 42 months starts with the appearance of Antichrist along with the appearance of the two witnesses. And I understand why God has to send his two witnesses, which are the candlesticks. And in my opinion, the biblical exegesis and all the research I've done, which is more than my critics, I guarantee it, almost 98% of them, is those two men are Enoch and Elijah, the only two men that have never died. Moses died, and God sent his angel to bury Moses in a place unknown to the devil. You know why? The devil would have taken Moses' body, probably, who knows what he would have done, but God saw in his wisdom to bury Moses by an angelic, if you will, undertaker. And the fact is that when that instant happens, if the war is over in 6 days, the nuclear war decided, then the world's going to be clamoring for a man or someone to save them. And we know in the word that the kings of the East are going to oppose the rise of Antichrist. Is that Russia? Is it China? Well, that's two good guesses. Or is it Russia and Iran? Or is China gone? And China may not fit in the equation because, in case you guys don't know this, President Xi, who just showed up in San Francisco, claims to be God and claims, and it's happening, he's writing a Bible with him as God. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. I do know, of course, they cleaned up San Francisco, Gavin Newsom. I know this is not where you were headed, but for Gavin Newsom to get on the air and say, yeah, we cleaned up the streets for Xi to come over. You talk about a slap in the face to all of the homeless people, the homeless veterans, the people who are suffering, but also to the American people in general. It's beyond comprehension. And to the cult members and to the cognitively impaired who follow that bastard, bite me. Go ahead, sir.
Well, and I think the reason why he did is he was ordered by his boss.
Absolutely.
And ladies and gentlemen, Australian intelligence, and I don't know where it may have been swept from the web, but we did a show, Doug, and they named which ones of the American politicians were on the payroll of the Chinese. They named which Pentagon people were on the payroll of the Chinese. And ladies and gentlemen, the boss just showed up, Z, to San Francisco, and Newsom, reported by Australian intelligence, was one of the key men. And that's why I call him Gruesome Newsom, okay? The thing is that, are you kidding me? The bleeping bleepers that are the traitorous bleeps are cleaning up the streets. But what, I don't think people understood the prophetic imagery involved in that.
Good point.
American citizens are trash. They're to be put in the trash bin. Where does all the fentanyl come from? China. What are the leading causes of drug deaths? It's no longer smack, heroin. It's fentanyl. And ladies and gentlemen, it is so, how do I say this? A slap in the face that American homeless, many of those people were middle class. A lot of them even were upper class. But once they get on the street, the pain of the loss, I'm not making excuses for anybody doing drugs, but what happened, Doug? What did they do? They swept the garbage off the street for the coming invaders. That's my take on it.
Did you see the Chinese flags along the route? Not one American flag. Everyone was Chinese. And when you look at this, you have to ask yourself, what country are we looking at? And obviously, it's in California, so there's that. Okay, and forgive Bob Maggie, forgive me. But there's that. San Francisco, of course. But to see that, and to know that Biden, and I just have to wonder, was Hunter Biden in the crowd? How about James or the entire Biden family who enriched themselves from that man, from that Communist Party, and sold out America to the Chinese? Were they there? How about Newsom? Obviously, Newsom was. And Swalwell, you know, with Fang Fang Bang Bang, love me long time. So,
yep.
Anyway.
Well, Swalwell. Okay. What is it? Swalwell?
It's Swallows Very Well or Swalwell, depending on where you're at.
Ladies and gentlemen, open treachery and treason. I forget who said it. A country can withstand its enemies from without, but it cannot withstand its enemies from within. Well, this crew and the contemporary crew of both the demon rats and the Republic whores. Did you see, Doug, they locked themselves down in the Capitol building? Not Capitol building, in the Capitol building.
DNC.
Yeah. And so they're, I'm looking for a word, in the congressional building, whatever.
I'm sorry, wrong riot. Go ahead.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, ladies and gentlemen, there are 450 plus, if it's more than that, Doug, tell me, correct me, of American citizens, many of them vets, who are willing to die for the very liberties they're denied. And that pisses me off, and I don't need to bleep it.
No.
I mean, where is right. The outrage? Where is the call? Anybody who is a believer should be calling those spineless jellyfish, their senators and their representatives and their governors, saying, we demand justice. Those people are openly rebelling. There's your insurrection and the release immediately of the J6 prisoners. And where is a spineless, gutless, wimpy Supreme Court? I understand, and it's big news, two cases of the J6 have made it to the Supreme Court. Why did not the Supreme Court step in and say, release those men? Their constitutional rights have been abrogated. They won't do it because, remember, they have a Supreme Court justice, a lady justice, who wouldn't define what a woman is. Do you believe there's any clarity there?
Her IQ, however, in fairness, look, we have her IQ is just barely into the double digits that Brown Jackson, whatever her name is. But the bottom line, by the way, please keep Owen Schroyer in your prayers. He is still, he will not be released from solitary until after Thanksgiving. I think it's the 28th. It is wrong. And where are the people in power to get these prisoners out of this gulag? This is bullshit. Because I'm going to tell you something else, Steve. You're on the list. I'm on the list. Any day, the FBI can come in here because they need another 800 to 1,200 prisoners in that gulag, and they need people to be made examples of. And I've been told I'm one of them. Others, I'm not going to say names, but you'll know their names. I'll tell you what, it's coming. So you know what? When you don't see us anymore and you wonder what happened to us, you might want to check the roster on the gulag in D.C., and ask your rep, hey, what are you doing about it? Because you're not doing a damn thing about it now. No one is. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I would say this, that if I were to maybe we should come up, or I could come up with a word, or we could do it together, Doug, but the corporate cowardice of Oz as manifest in the Lion of Oz, or a courageless nation. I'm going to come up with something, and you can remind me if we're blessed to do another show. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to echo what Doug just said. I was told I'll never see that day of being arrested. They're going to blow me away. Well, by the grace of God and all your intercession, I don't make this stuff up. Most of you don't have to deal, and some this will mean a lot to somebody. Most people don't have to deal with multiple treetop level Blackhawk helicopters, or they don't need to deal with the spies in the skies that are less than a quarter mile off my western flank, at 4 o'clock in the morning. And it was told to me, someone who's aware of that operation, they wanted to see if God was really protecting him. Well, I understand. I don't know how it happened, but God was really protecting me, or I wouldn't be here. And Doug and I first met that many years ago because there were some really nasty people. And I don't know if he still has the recordings, but really nasty people. Oh, yeah. What they were going to do to my wife, what they were going to do to my children. By the way, they were all Islamic radicals.
It was graphic and horrible. I mean,
graphic beyond, and horrible.
Beyond.
And so I don't sit around and make this sheet up, S-H-E-E-T. At the same time, I'm telling you, Doug, as you have said, you're tightening your circle of trust. God forbid that you or I ever let, and I mean this, God forbid it, that we ever let some of the weasels, the wimps, and the lying pissants, to quote the late Gene Scott, into that circle ever again. Because I look back on my, whatever, years of being born again, 53, I guess. I'm 72. 52 years. I'm just astonished at the gullibility that I had, that someone who said they were a Christian were real. I look back on the amount of people that use me, like the song, I'm Just Your Stepping Stone. And I see it now in so many areas. It's not about who gets the glory, but I want to give God the glory and see that he gets the glory. These people want their own glory. They're like banty roosters, you know? let's just call them mini apes, the ones you see the gorillas pounding their chest. Look at me, look at me. The difference is, look at him. Look at the Lord Jesus Christ. Stand up for him. If Jesus is willing to die for me and cover my sins, and trust me, a mile long would be maybe an understatement, and he'll forgive me, I mean, I'm going to go with him. Now, I want to get to the what's happening in the world of funding banks and the meltdown that's coming, the meltdown that's in effect, and what it means. Ladies and gentlemen, you're watching the destruction of the American banking system by the bankers themselves. Imagine this. 1 million people, and somebody corrected me from that world and said, it's actually more like 1 million people will become unemployed in one day. How can that happen? Simple. The company goes broke, the company breaks, or the bank breaks, and it's forever policy to try and get, quote, depositors covered, ACH, automated clearinghouse. People don't understand this. The Federal Reserve allows banks to bundle, let's say, you can 1,000 accounts into one transaction. And then that is sent electronically to the Fed. But what are we
just watching? To be clear, to clarify what you said earlier about how many, about the, and I didn't mean to interrupt, but real simple. No. If you're told on a Monday you're not going to get paid on a Friday, are you employed or are you not employed? It's really that simple. You're not going to by the way, you're not going to get paid Friday or really hereafter. So are you employed or not employed?
Well, and that's a good point. You know, maybe I should say jobless. But again, I stand, you know, are you, I guess this is a good word. Are you gainfully employed?
There you go. Well, yeah, it's the same thing.
Same thing. And I stand corrected because, again, it was more clarifying what you said. But ladies and gentlemen, understand this. I have pleaded, and we've been doing the private briefings, and I think Rhonda told me, that's my producer for the Q Files, which is available by subscription. I think she told me how many shows we've done, and it's astronomical. I mean, it's a lot. But what I'm saying is that I've been warning and warning and warning. I talked to three people. I said, get out of B of A. Fortunately, one of my listeners did in time. And these are people that had millions of dollars, and they didn't want to have to make the effort to move it out of B of A or out of Chase or out of J.P. Morgan Chase or Citibank. Citibank has been down a lot. But Chase is the one that couldn't make good on the payments. And Doug, for the first time in the Fed history, you know what the Fed said, the Federal Reserve? It's your problem, banks. Deal with it. It's your problem, babe. You know what that means? The Fed was freaking broke, and they couldn't cover because some of the banks said, well, can't you cover for us? Well, when you're pretty close to $1 trillion, they can't do that because that would be on budget, and that would send a crashing message to the markets. I was told, people say, oh, that can't be true. Again, the bleeping stupid people, the dumb bleepers, don't understand even the basics of finance. So getting back to the big banks, if you're in the big five, if you're in even the big 12, get out with your life. Because Doug, what happens? What happens when 1 million, 2 million, 3 million people go technically bankrupt? Because the majority of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. That's an accurate actuarial statement, correct?
Yep.
And the majority, I think 70% of Americans can't cover a $500 emergency repair bill.
That's correct.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with, reality-based economics here. So let's go one step further. What happens? Now we're seeing it. The FedEx trucks are being raided by gangs of robbers. We're seeing the brazenness of a meat truck robbed by gangs of robbers. Let me say this. I foresee the day, if the truckers still truck, that'll only be within a place of an armed caravan equal to when they move nuclear weapons. They're going to have armed guards, And then, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be at some point, it's going to turn hot. I don't know where the hot zone is. That was the name of Richard Preston's book on biological warfare. But what I'm calling the hot zone, let's call it the kill box. I don't know where the first kill box will be. But look at all the demon rat cities and the Republican whores going along with it. Look at what's happening. Look at what look what's going on. Smash and grab. If you understand even the prophetic significance of this, they're not robbing the dollar store. Maybe that comes next. They're robbing, quote, designer stores. They're robbing the exclusive stores. You know why? Because that stuff's worth more on the black market. I mean, who doesn't want a purse? And I don't want a purse, you know, but to the elite, they got to have the most expensive purses of women. I mean, there are purses that I forget. I think, you know, I won't even say the name of the famous family, but one of them has a purse that's $100,000. Okay. And now Pharrell Williams has put out a designer bag for $1 million. Did you see that story?
No, and I'm glad I didn't. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, so how can you get away with saying, what the bleep, you know? It's because we have become Rome too. Every single blue city has turned into crime central. Why? Because we've been Soros-sided. That's my word. We watched George Soros put his prosecuting attorneys in, his district attorneys in. We watched him spend billions to take down this country. And I was going to call him pumpkin seed. President Trump didn't do a word, speak a word against Soros. And that was happening. And I still marvel that President Trump's out speaking and he doesn't see the financial arm of his own destruction. He doesn't. And ladies and gentlemen, there's no political solution to spiritual problem. Back to the finances. Doug, Eric, will you put up the chart I gave you from Visual Capitalist? You know, it's the one with all the precious metals.
There it
metal.
Is right there.
Yeah, thank you. I was looking to, you know, digging into my whatever I put. I'll take a minute, Doug. Here, the thing I'm trying to say is, ladies and gentlemen, look at the precious metals by tonnage, and then look at the platinum group metals, which isn't just platinum. It's platinum, it's palladium, it's you can see ruthenium. No, you can't. You can see rhodium. But ladies and gentlemen, 1 ounce of platinum, this is a platinum U.S. I'll try and get it closer. There you go. Platinum U.S. a platinum U.S. coin, 1 ounce. This used to trade, 1 ounce of platinum used to trade at almost a $500 premium to gold. Right now, it's half the price of gold. Go back to the chart again, Eric. This is really important. When you see gold and you see platinum, you can automatically see something. Wait a minute. That's 3.1 thousand tons versus 400 tons. And platinum is a part of the PGM. Doug, I remember selling palladium on my show 20 years ago or 25 years ago. It was $80 an ounce. Mm-hmm. $80 an ounce. Gold in those days was 300, 320, and silver in those days was 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, depending on which time period. So what I want people to understand is the reason the word precious precedes the word metals is because something precious has value. Now, why the market's being manipulated, I want everybody to follow me on this. I think I've been accurate in explaining what exchange-traded funds are. A piece of paper that stands in direct opposition to possession of that metal. In other words, if somebody's got 1,000 ounces on a piece of paper saying, you have 1,000 ounces of I can't get this, is all thank God. You have one, this is like a certificate of ownership. You have 1,000 ounces of gold on deposit, blah, blah, blah. 1,000 ounces of gold today is approximately $2 million. You have 100 ounces of gold in your possession, 10 ounces, it doesn't matter the volume. Who's going to take what's in my right hand versus who's going to take what's in my left hand? And ladies and gentlemen, everything that's in my right hand that's paper-oriented is going to be turned to, I won't even tear it up like Pelosi did the Trump speech, but what if you can't touch it, you don't own it. And listen, I've been in the metals business, Doug, for 40 years.
Hold on. Hang on. See, folks listening on satellite and affiliates, we're in overdrive. Go to HagmanPI.com or Rumble and Brighteon. Go ahead. Continue, sir.
It's this critical. In what's going to happen in the United States, we're going to see massive unemployment beyond anything anybody has ever even imagined. The only thing that will have value are commodities. When people say you can't eat gold, well, you can wipe your ass with this. I'm sorry, but that's as blunt as I can get. But what happens when all of the paper instruments people want to get out at the same time? For instance, the two biggest platforms that trade stocks, one of them is $8 trillion, just a few bucks under $8 trillion. But what's a few bucks, you know? $2 billion under a trillion. E-Trade and Charles Schwab, the other night they were both down on the down detector. But I noticed something. I don't just pay attention to the map that shows the outages. I pay attention to the percentage of outages. This applies to online buying and selling of precious metals. It's for the internet-based access to your account. What happens when there's a cyber attack? What happens when the cyber attack is so defined and specific that it interrupts the source code of the financial institutions? Go ahead, Doug. I want you to say what's obvious. In essence, when it shuts down.
Good night. It's over. I laugh because the answer is so obvious, but yet people can't see it, or they refuse to see it, or refuse to acknowledge it. Go ahead.
Well, you've heard me say this, and it still bothers me, as you can tell. God, what has to be done to get people to understand that, like it or not, that the book of Genesis said that God created the gold, and the gold of Ophir is his, that God created the silver, this is a 5-ounce piece of silver, which, by the way, someone sent me with a lion on it. You know, I love lions, and I make no apologies. My two favorite animals are lions and obviously elephants. Our movie, I've had just nothing but great reviews, except it didn't sell well because people don't understand the beauty of God's creation. Just like that dog, Doug, I thought of you, the dog whose master died, and the dog was emaciated but didn't leave the master's body. Did you see that story?
I did, yes. God bless. Man. I mean, the dogs are, yeah, God bless, man.
Maybe I'll do this. I'm going to, and if anybody knows the name of the person, or let's say wherever that dog ended up, if you'll contact me, I would like to help the new owners. I'm serious of that specific dog, and to pick up the cost of feeding it for a year. And I'm going to say this: when I wake up in the morning, the first little face I see is Cyrus. He likes human hugs. He stands on his two legs, rear legs, and puts his front paws on my chest. And when I give him a hug, he actually makes a noise that he doesn't make any, and it's kind of like, that was a good hug. And so why am I saying this? Because loyalty is no place, and I'm saying, unless you know different than me, Doug, and you may have good experiences, I know of no experience I've had with loyalty, and I've heard you say it, outside of you, a couple of people I work with, you know, Daryl especially, a man who's had me covered for 20 years, but I know of so few people for loyalty. And I guess that's why you love your dog, I love my dog, and why those stories are so heartwarming to me, you know? Because again, I go, God, if anything, people who have dogs should at least say, why do they love their dogs? Because they're loyal. Well, they should they should basically mimic the dog's behavior. But back to, that was an important aside to me, just to share my heart on that. But the important thing I want people to understand is You can trade gold. You can trade silver. What happens when the fake markets are taken down by the free markets of the BRICS nation? What happens to the value of gold, silver, and platinum, palladium, all commodities? Does it mean anything that the banks are issuing what's called liar's paper, ETFs, investment banks, others, brokerage firms? And yet Russia and China are buying up every ounce of gold, literally every ton of gold. What happens to the price of gold, silver, platinum, palladium when it's unobtainable? Everybody looks, what happens to it? And then remember this, in a world that that time exists, you're going to see a black market. Now, that's for the people that still live. But what people are going to have to learn is the basic barter skills of history. What are we seeing right now, too? I'll be blunt. We're seeing beautiful young women, maybe even old women, selling themselves on websites. I don't know what they're called. The ones that they say, look at me and send me money. What are those called?
OnlyFans. And I don't know why. I think I know that because of Eric. But go on.
Yeah. Well, I only know that because I'm astonished at the wealth that these women can generate. You know, I mean, some make $1 million a month. That's a lot of money. But what are they doing? They're selling their bodies. And I want to say this. I never did it because I just didn't feel comfortable. But I was going to write a book. It wouldn't have been salacious or, you know, nasty. Just about the place that sex has played in the fall of angels and the fall of men. I don't believe that Eve was homely. I don't believe that Adam was, basically in need of tooth repair, ear shortening, and I don't think he needed plastic surgery. The point is that you're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the same thing that happened after World War II in Naples, Italy. And when food was so scarce, the husbands would have to send their wives out to do tricks or have sex. Even the whoring of young girls, we're seeing that's happening in Gaza. We're seeing people, young women, raped to death. We're seeing the most horrible things. And I say something, I don't know the answer, so take it to the Lord in prayer. But there's something about the Philistines' bloodline that demands human sacrifice. And I see that especially in the different groups of Palestinians. I'm not saying all of them have an evil bloodline. I can't make that statement, but I can make a statement of this, that human sacrifice is definitely not a godly trait that was passed on by Adam and Eve. And I want to say
amen.
Something.
I want to just punch in here with this as well. You were mentioning about gold, about precious metals. And if you study history, some who made it out of the not into the concentration camps, who had gold, a little bit of gold, were able to use that gold as bribe money to escape from certain death. I'm just saying, okay?
So that's accurate. That's accurate.
Yeah, I mean, people say, well, what good's gold and silver? And hey, it could very well save your life, okay? Just saying. Go ahead.
Well, that's a historic precedent. Let me tell you, when I started on talk radio, there's a real incident. A woman used to get sick of me. That's what she sent me a letter. That was before email. And she said, I used to think you were full of certain word and bleep. And she said, until God gave me a dream. In my dream, there were Russian border guards. Hear this, you guys. I think she said between Idaho and Montana. No, it was definitely Idaho and Montana. And she had a young daughter, and she tried to buy her freedom. She wanted to go from Montana to Idaho. I forget. She told me the reason, but that's like a long time ago. But I never forgot this. The Russian border guard said to her exactly, she offered him silver for his turning away and allowing him to pass. The Russian border guard said to her, silly woman, silver is for food, gold is for your life. I've never forgotten that.
Yep.
I didn't dream that dream. I didn't make that up. And so why is it so easy? And I'm not a coffee drinker, but what is coffee now if you buy it at, you know, out of luck Starbucks? I mean, what is coffee? $6, $5, $4? I don't know.
Depends on where you go, but you can go as high as $8 a cup if you're out there going to places like Starbucks and whatever you order, whatever kind of foo-foo drink you want. But by the way, I got to clear something up before Eric, after the show, beats me. I don't want him to do that. When I mention OnlyFans, that's a reference to his investigative prowess, not for his proclivity to some perversity. I just saying.
Right, so, I understand that.
Okay. But folks,
understand. But no, you always got to clear it up for the record because your words will come back. Oh, you know, the time to buy precious metals is now. I put up a story on my website about the fact that the U.S. Mint is selling multiples of last year's gold and silver, gold eagles or gold buffaloes, silver eagles. The availability at this price is just astonishing. It's just astonishing. Oh, thank you. And Doug, will you read this for me? Because I got to take some more water. And if you'll read the first two paragraphs, I think it's important that you read it because you understand it.
Okay. It's hang on a second here. Okay. In October, sales of bullion coins from the U.S. Mint surged significantly, with triple-digit percentage gains for the Mint's flagship American Gold Eagles. Wow, those are my words. Wow. And robust double-digit increases for the Bureau's core American Silver Eagles. Further, their year-to-date totals are already higher than each coin's sales in all of 2022. And think about that, folks. Wow. So last month, American Eagle gold bullion coin sales reached 108,000 ounces, the highest since April. This total represents a significant increase of 137.4% compared to the previous month's sales of 45,500 ounces, and a substantial 72.8% rise from October 2022, when sales amounted to 62,500 ounces. So year-to-date sales have also shown growth, totaling 1,022,500 ounces, reflecting a 5.4% uptick compared to the 970,000 ounces sold during the same period in the previous year, and marking a 4.3% increase over the 980,000 ounces sold in the entirety of last year, 2022. Those are the first two paragraphs.
Well, and the third one, I'll just read it. American silver bullion coins totaled just about 3.94 million ounces, registering the highest figure since January when the 2023 data edition was first introduced. This number signifies a 32.6% surge compared to September sale of 2.9 million ounces. And now here's the bottom line, and an impressive 213% increase compared to the 1.258 million ounces sold in October 2022. So it's important, and that's good, Eric. It's important for people to understand that there's a lot of big money going into the gold and silver market, but those numbers are nothing compared to that's taking place. I have access to the numbers taking place in Dubai. I have access to the numbers that are taking place in some of the bigger gold markets. And believe it or not, and thanks to you, my brother Dave, no last name. Thank you, brother Pilot. Most people have no clue that Lima, Peru, hey, it rhymes, is one of the gold capitals of the world. People ask me, well, what happened to all the Incan gold? Well, guess what? there was so much ink and gold. Those of us who went to Cusco and you went on the Gen 6 tour, you know, you heard the stories. You didn't see much of the gold, but the vast holdings of gold in Peru, and by the way, Lima, Peru, you're going to love this, is the gold smuggling capital of the world. It's astonishing.
What?
Because of the availability of it, and plus the network going into all of the regions of, not only just Peru, but any place the Incan Empire went, they understood the value of gold.
Okay.
Only contemporary idiots in the United States of America have believed that, you know the old statement, good as gold?
Yeah.
Or how about the other statement, well, that's not worth the money it's printed on. You know, or that's not worth the paper that it's printed on. Deal is, if you can't hold it, you don't own it. So, ladies and gentlemen, you can give my company a call. And yes, this is an ad, because I'm the only one saying, Doug, none of my other competitors have said this, the day comes when FedEx will not fly. The day comes when the U.S. Postal Service will not be delivering precious metals. First of all, there won't be any. And second of all, FedEx is cutting off half of its pilots, I think. Half. Because they're saying freight is slowing down. Most people don't understand that the two ways that gold, silver, platinum, precious metals have to be delivered outside of an armored car is through the United States Postal Service and also FedEx. That's why we try and get out people's metal, if we got it in stock, within a couple days. And ladies and gentlemen, it's critical because I forget who coined the term, Cliff High. The metals will become rarer than the rarest element on Earth. It'll be called unobtainium. That means not obtainable at any cost. This isn't a scare tactic. You can call us, and Eric, you put up our phone number. You can call Renaissance Metals, and my son will answer the phone. And our phone number should be there someplace. Yeah, it's 406-586-4840. I can already see I got to put something on this page that wasn't placed there. 406-586-4840. Or send me an email, steve777@stevequayle.com. And if you go down a little further, Eric, right there, stand there. People say, what happened to your gold, silver, and platinum quotes? You have to go on my front page. It says click here. This not only gives you the up-to-the-minute price of gold, silver, platinum, it also shows you the trend, and it shows you the time period. And so when you start seeing the 2000 line on your far right being broken, and you look back, it's telling you something. A picture is worth 1,000 words. So again, Doug, I'm telling you this. I don't know the date, but I do know this event that's taking place. The biggest money in the world that's unfathomable to most people in the West is going and buying net mine assay or net mine produce. In other words, amount of gold. If somebody's producing, refinable gold, let's say 1,000 tons, there are people going to the mine and paying them and taking delivery of it. In other words, gold that used to be available to the market is no longer coming to the market. Same thing with silver and platinum. If you want to know who controls the platinum in the world, smilingly, it's Russia. And it's astonishing. Even the gold mine in Montana, which is 50 miles pretty much east of Bozeman, called the Stillwater, is owned by the Russians. So the strategic minerals, the absolute industrial metals, are controlled by everybody other than us. And that's by design. So, Doug, I want to thank you.
Well, let me ask you something about platinum. That always kind of – platinum seems like I understand gold. I understand silver. What's platinum used for outside of watches?
And that's a good question. Platinum is used – in the chemical industry because it's a perfect catalyzer, or it provides the perfect crucibles for chemical reactions, that when you have a chemical reaction taking place in a container, crucible container is a better word, the platinum properties are unique in that the chemical actions taking place in the crucible don't the platinum doesn't leach into the chemical process, but the most important part of it is it's used in cold fusion. Cold fusion means you do not need a controlled thermonuclear reaction, in this case fusion, to take place. Cold fusion has been one of the most important secrets covered up by our government and other governments of the world. The general, I'll tell you what, I remember talking both before the assassination and after the assassination of a guy named Eugene Maloff, I think M-A-L-L-O-V, and I could be off on the spelling of his name. And he was talking about cold fusion having been achieved by two chemists, physicists in Utah named Pons, P-O-N-S, and Fleischmann. They talk, first of all, when he was alive, he was writing a magazine about it. After he was murdered, the talk of cold fusion was sanitized off the internet. This is what it was before. I'm sorry, I'm on a screen. This is where the level of information, then it went down. Platinum and palladium are the two most, and by the way, those are what they used in the article. Cold fusion is the energy source of the future. Platinum is used in, I forget what percentage, but I think it's like 80 or 90% of all industrial processes at some point along the line. And the neatest thing about it is when those people that attended Branson, the KP Index, platinum and palladium literally came to Earth by comets. They were not asteroids, not comets, and they crashed in the Earth in selective places. The largest deposits were in South Africa, and it's a fascinating study. And now what are we looking at? We're looking at mining asteroids that they claim have trillions of dollars worth of precious metals. That's actually true.
Wow.
That's actually true. So, you know, that's going to be a chore to do that. But the point is that I go back to the Tower of Babel. Some people pronounce it one way. Some people pronounce it another way. But God said an interesting thing. He said, we've got to go down and scramble their languages, because if we don't, anything they purpose in their heart, they can do. Because God knew he had created them in mankind in his image and likeness. Nimrod became one of the giants of old. He began to genetically change. And Tom Horn was famous for that scripture. And Nimrod began to become a Gibborim, G-I-B-B-O-R-H-I-M. In other words, he was being altered to be something other than a human being. So why do I say that? Because should Jesus absolutely, I don't know the plan of Jesus as after he rules, comes back to rule on earth for 1,000 years. There are main people who are on talk radio that say, oh, I don't believe in a millennium. That's right. And you're not even a biblically foundationalist. So there's so many lies, but I hope I've answered your question. Platinum is the most critical, not only strategic metal, but in the industrial processes, which, by the way, the industrial process in the United States are dead and dying, but the rest of the world, especially advanced microcircuits, especially advanced energy storage, and this is the main thing, too, I've got to get across. Platinum and palladium are the perfect energy sinks. In other words, imagine a sponge that can hold, and this is just for illustration, platinum and palladium can hold 100 times their atomic weight in energy. If you're going to make a battery, you want to stick around with lithium ion, or do you want to go to something platinum or palladium based? Right now, the cost is prohibitive. But when the day comes that, you know, it's either going to be prohibitive or it's going to be prohibited, because at this point in history, well, your listeners, my listeners, they can get silver, they can get gold, and they can get platinum. I can tell you this. A lot of people that I've sold metals to over 4 decades have made a lot of money on their platinum, but they've made more money on palladium. Don't buy it if you're not convinced in your own heart that it's going to do what it's going to do. If you want to stay in paper, then be prepared when the paper absolutely turns to mush. I watch the down detector, and I have, thank you, Beata, I have a sister in the Lord who keeps me informed 24/7, unless she's sleeping, of what's going on in the down detector. Doug, there's never been 80 and 90% blockages of online transactions to the biggest, five biggest banks in the country, and also the two biggest brokerage firms in the country. So, you know, I got to tell you something. This, which happens to be a gold Valcambi bar, 1.6 ounces of gold, 50 grams, this is going to be, pun intended, it's going to be your meal ticket. Because remember, the insectoids of the WTFers, and I mean that, and no bleep on that one, are going to tell you, and they're just reiterating it, you're going to eat basically what we shove down your throat. And I made a statement, and it was brought to my attention, I don't know, when I started on talk radio, I didn't start talk radio, but when I started on it, I remember I said a statement, the day will come when the United States, citizenry in the United States, we will be drowning in our own defecant. The sewers are overflowing. Anybody who's lived in San Diego, especially next to Tijuana, knows what that can mean. But what happens when it becomes so disgusting and repulsive? Doug, water everywhere, and all the water did stink. Water everywhere, and no one wants to drink, you know? But remember, the WTFers are telling you and I, we're going to make you eat insects. We're going to make you drink your own urine, whether it's reprocessed or not. And you're going to be eating your own feces. What are you going to have? Soylent poop, you know? So the point in giving people a reality check, just summing it up, the Israeli war is going to turn into a global war. Number two, it's not going to turn out like most people think. A seventh of Israel will remain. When the anti-Jewish and anti-Israeli sentiment spreads worldwide, it will absolutely bring about the repopulation of Israel, but Israel's boundaries will go back to the Old Testament boundaries, which pretty much involves all of Jordan, which pretty much involves, you know, if you see a real map of it, it's a lot bigger than the little slice of land carved out by the British and during the time of the Balfour Declaration. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, the real land of Israel, the God set the boundaries. And the word of God is very clear that God is going to bring his people back. I believe, Doug, no one else has said this. I believe that it's going to be for the repopulation of a decimated population when I don't know how many missiles are going to land, but the threats of Erdogan, the threats of everyone else, Iran, there's a point of no return. That point of no return is when the U.S. openly declares war or strategically tries to sneak nuclear bombs into Iran. At that point, everything in the world's history changes for beyond any word I can describe. That would be perilous, that would be dangerous, that would be murderous, that would be the most debauched period in time. And that's what people had better come to the realization of, is that You can trust in your own wits, you can trust in your investment portfolio, but imagine when there is no Medicare, imagine when there is no Social Security, imagine when 70% of the United States population, and by the way, there's going to be less population, because according to the Deagle Report, 250 million people are going to die, and according to the latest Deagle Report, which now they're taking off access, or allowing access to, the numbers are up to 300 million people going to die. Well, good night. That doesn't leave many people left alive. And this isn't scare tactic. This is from the Rockefeller Foundation. This is from John Deagle, who's dead. I'm sure he's enjoying his cottage on the Lake of Fire. But the point is that we're watching the depopulation. We're watching the denigration of humanity. And now we're being told the only meat you're going to eat is synthetic meat. And the gates of hell have opened and they don't shut until Jesus comes back. And we have it. What we're seeing right now are hors d'oeuvres from hell. Wait until the devil gives you his smorgasbord and then tells you, eat it or die.
Wow. Well, that about covers it, my friend. Wow. Folks, Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. And make sure you check him out. Obviously, the headlines, that's number one. Number two, the private briefings. And thirdly, of course, Renaissance Precious Metals. By the way, his the elephants, oh my gosh, you've got to look that up on his website. Just a tremendous work, as well as all of his books, which will not be in print. I'll be selling them on eBay for $10,000 a pop. Just kidding, of course, but I wouldn't sell them for anything. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Steve, thanks so much, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Doug.
All right. That'll do it, folks. Have a great day.